Good morning and welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes as we have a little chat about faith and how to integrate our faith into the different areas of our lives. On this show, we share testimonies and faith journeys intended to encourage you if you're already a believer and challenge you a little bit if you're a skeptic or still checking out faith. Because the Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing from the Word of God. So that's what we do on this show. We share the Word and we pray that God will open up your hearts to receive the Word today and also give you eyes to see and ears to hear. In Jesus' name, amen. We now have all our podcasts loaded on iTunes. We also have a website. Would love it if you could stop by. It's everydayfaithradio.com. We've got our podcast loaded on there, some videos, and just some other things and intended to give you a kind of a spiritual boost. And please let us know if you have any prayer requests, as we'd love to pray for you. You can drop that in on our website or give us a call. We'd love to pray for you no matter what you're going through. Again, this is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with today's guest. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. St. Baldrick's Foundation is raising money for childhood cancer research on August 18th at Random Row Brewing Company in Charlottesville. The event will take place from 5 to 8 p.m. Come on out and support St. Baldrick's through donations or participation. Join the Charlottesville Chamber Music Festival as they kick off their season with a free community concert Thursday, September 6th at the Paramount Theater at 12:30. Ladies, need a day out just for you? If so, come out on September 22nd for Girls Day Out shopping event at Best Western at Zion Crossroads from 10 to 4 p.m. Mark your calendar, grab a girlfriend or two, and be ready to shop. If your charity or nonprofit has an event, email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@monticellomedia.com. For more events, visit our website, wchb.com.
And then you're out of desperation. You're not the only one praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us back on the program is my good friend Kevin Wirt. Kevin, thank you so much for joining us today on the show.
Yeah, Jeff, it's great to be here again. It was just, really encouraging to hear from you and be able to be here and share with you today, and I know you have a story to tell. So,
Before we do that, I have a very kind of interesting story, out of the ordinary story to tell. But if you would, for our listeners, just kind of catch them up, those that haven't heard your story yet, could you tell just a little bit about who you are and what you're up to?
Yeah, well, I'm glad to hear you got them all loaded on the website or the podcast and everything. I'm not very techno, but back in April when I was on the show before. I was on here, for 2 weeks, and my son actually listened to it. My son in Roanoke, and was so encouraged by it. He was like, "Dad, this is like our family history." And so I was blessed and encouraged by my own son, who was blessed by it. So I encourage folks to go back and listen to that. But pretty much what I was doing then, I'm still trying to do, and that's the chaplain work for businesses, and it's some mediation work, perhaps, actually is kind of what I started doing with my first client, and I'm looking to get certified to do mediation work through the Virginia Supreme Court system, So anyway, but I work with Chris Martin, whom you know well,
yes.
And Chris and I worship together in the same church and have a lot of common history together, even though we didn't know each other until recent years, until we moved to Charlottesville. And so it's called Transformation at Work, and I'm out there on LinkedIn. I don't do Facebook, but you can find me on LinkedIn. And so welcome folks to connect with me that way.
Awesome, man. I want to talk about your church also, which I've had the opportunity to visit, Christ Community Church. Maybe we'll get back to that on the second half of the show. But thank you again, Kevin Wirt, for being on the program today. I do need to share with our listeners kind of a funny, interesting spiritual journey. So just kind of bear with me, and Kevin, you can break in anytime you want on this, but there is a woman who works with me at Real Estate 3 in my day job, and her name is Connie Fairchild, and she has become a sweet, sweet friend of mine. And about 2 years ago, I was really challenged by some colleagues of mine that were kind of in the kind of walking through a faith journey with me to offer prayer for people. In other words, in my life up until about 2 or 3 years ago, I consumed a lot of God's word. Well, really in the last 10 years, but I was encouraged to come up to somebody who it was obvious to and ask, can I pray for you, or would you like some prayer? Which, you need to know, for me, it's very uncomfortable to do that, because that's not a natural, that's not something I was necessarily born with. And so one of the first people I approached was this woman, Connie Fairchild, because she was wearing concern and hurt all over her face, and I didn't really know what was going on. And she then shared with me that her daughter, Lynn Fairchild Martin, had cervical cancer that had come back on her, and the prognosis didn't look good. So when I asked Connie, can I pray for you, I kind of actually hoped that she would say no, so I didn't have to pray,
right,
because
right.
That's kind of the, but God's not that way. And Connie immediately said yes. And so, So we had this sweet moment. She was one of the first people that I kind of publicly approached. And so we prayed, and it was nothing really articulate. It was, but we dug in and we prayed together, and she shared about her daughter and the concern that she had, because Connie's husband passed away over 10 years ago, also from cancer, and now the daughter's going through cancer, and it was obvious that this woman needed some help. And so Connie and I formed this sweet friendship as a result of that, and every time I saw her since, I asked her if I could pray, and she always said yes.
Wow.
And so that was our thing.
Sure.
Couple of weeks ago, tragically, the daughter passes away. We sort of knew that we felt like that was the way it was going to go, but she passed away. And so I called Connie several times and asked her if I could pray for her, and I did. And the daughter was down in Lynchburg. And long story short, I told Connie, I'd do anything for you. I'd come down to Lynchburg. I would cover your clients for her, because she's also a real estate broker. I said, I'm happy to clean up anything for you. Well, she called me. This was last Tuesday. She called me. It was in the evening, 7:30 at night. And I'm out walking the dogs, and my cell service is a little spotty where I was. And she called me. She said, Jeff, Lynn's service is going to be this coming Sunday. And I know you work open houses every Sunday, but would you be able to come to the service? And I said, oh, Connie, you know I'll do anything for you. Of course I'll be there. And I couldn't really hear what she said next. But then, so we kept on talking. And a little bit later, she said to me, she said, and if you could keep your sermon short and not too churchy, that would be terrific. And I immediately said, excuse me, what? But my friend Connie, knew that I had sort of substitute pastored for two other funerals, so this wasn't my first go at it, and so I told her I would do it. So the daughter didn't really have a church family down in Lynchburg, but we had the service at Heritage Baptist Church down in Lynchburg this past Sunday. And so I was presented with this huge challenge of how do you prepare a eulogy for somebody that you've never met except by extension through the mother.
Wow.
And so the great thing about the Holy Spirit is we read that the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. Well, the Holy Spirit prompted me to go to the day before the funeral. There was a little party celebration out at Veritas Vineyards for the daughter.
Yep.
That was one of her special places that she liked to go, particularly at the end of her life. And so I went, and I got to hear firsthand stories from family members and friends about the daughter, again, Lynn Fairchild Martin, 51 years old.
Wow.
Passed of cervical cancer.
Yep.
And so I had between, so that was at 4 p.m. on Saturday. I got home at 7 that night. I had between 7 that night and we left for Lynchburg at 11 the next morning. So I had between 7 and 11 to craft some type of message.
Yeah.
And so it really wasn't that difficult because, Kevin, as I know that you are a student of the Word, sometimes things just kind of flow and yeah. God is able to kind of connect the dots. And the message that I got was a little bit unusual because it's really the message that you hear at a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up at 1 Corinthians 13
right.
because what, and that for our Bible students that are listening, that's known as kind of the love chapter, faith, hope, and love, and the greatest of these right. is love. It's Paul's epistle to the Corinthians. If you've been to a wedding, you've heard the verses,
yeah.
and it's very, very powerful.
Yeah.
And you hear it at weddings. You don't hear it at funerals.
Right.
And so I had to sort of apologize when I was given the message that people, because they were already a little bit concerned that now we have a substitute pastor talking about 1 Corinthians 13 at a funeral and not a wedding. But anyway, so just go with me. I'm sorry to hog the mic, Kevin.
No,
but,
you're good.
What the reason that chapter came to me, what I experienced at Veritas Vineyard when the family and the friends were speaking about the loss of their loved one, Lynn Martin, what was so palpable and tangible in the room, it was thick with love. Mm. And it wasn't the type of love that you have for a girlfriend in high school. It wasn't that kind of love. It was love at a different dimension.
Yes.
And to be there and just listen to Lynn's brother talk about her, and to listen to Lynn's mother talk about her, and her children and her friends, this mm-hmm. close circle talk about this woman, mm-hmm. to me it felt like love in, I described it as love in fifth gear. It's sort of like this new dimension of love, which Paul describes yeah. in 1 Corinthians 13. It's a divine
yes.
love.
Yes.
It's this agape love. It's an unconditional love.
Yes.
And so what I did, and again, we're winding up the first half of the show, Kevin, and I promise I'm going to get to you in the second half, but I want to finish this for our listeners. Is what I did, again, this was a total Holy Spirit thing, is I read part of the obituary, and then I read words that I had heard spoken about Lynn to describe her. And then the third part I laid out was 1 Corinthians 13. I read, this is, if you'd only met her in the obituary, this is what you'd get. If you were at the meeting or the party at Saturday, this is what you would have heard. And to me, that where I went to try to pull the string together was 1 Corinthians 13 describes this patient love,
yeah.
this sacrificial love, this divine love, and to me that was what kind of bubbled out. And so I think it went well. Part of my challenge though, Kevin, was that some of the family members were not yet of faith,
right?
And so I had to be very gentle
right.
myself.
Right.
So that way I felt a challenge in that because I didn't really get to unload it or take it to where I wanted it to, but I had to be very, very gentle because I was told that some might leave if I went too far. So, but anyway, that was the unusual part of my past week, and I had to share that. My mother is a listener to the program, and I know she wanted an update on how'd the funeral go.
Right, right. Yeah, that's great, Jeff.
Well, it was fun, and we're actually going to take a break here, and we're going to come back. We're going to hear a lot more from Kevin Wirt on the second half of the program. This is Everyday Faith Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back in just a second.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. St. Baldrick's Foundation is raising money for childhood cancer research on August 18th at Random Row Brewing Company in Charlottesville. The event will take place from 5 to 8 p.m. Come on out and support St. Baldrick's through donations or participation. Join the Charlottesville Chamber Music Festival as they kick off their season with a free community concert Thursday, September 6th at the Paramount Theater at 12:30. Ladies, need a day out just for you? If so, come out on September 22nd for Girls Day Out Shopping Event at Best Western at Zion Crossroads from 10 to 4 p.m. Mark your calendar, grab a girlfriend or two, and be ready to shop. If your charity or nonprofit has an event, email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@monticellomedia.com. For more events, visit our website, wchb.com.
And then you're out of desperation. Not the only one praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. Jeff Gaffney, your host. With us on the program is Kevin Wirt, my friend. So, Kevin, sorry for being a mic hog on that first half of the program, but I did want to kind of let our listeners know about the service for Lynn Martin and kind of how it all kind of came together and how it's, to me, it's another example of how God will provide. Yeah. Because I felt Saturday at noon completely unprepared. Right. How am I going to do this?
Right.
Yeah. I have no idea how I'm going to eulogize someone I've never met.
Yeah.
And yet, he does provide.
Yeah, he does. And the commonality of our faith with others, whether it be family members or even the person who's died, you know, certainly makes a huge difference. But even without that, you know, God gives us words and gives us wisdom to know how to speak into people's lives in ways that we really can't begin to understand. It's like the Bible talks about, it's like casting out the seed, you know, and allowing God to, you know, Paul says, I planted, Apollos watered, but God causes the increase, you know. So we have to trust that God is a better farmer than we are, you know, and he is able to do so much more than we could ever ask, think, or imagine. And I reference that. That's out of Ephesians, you know, and I think about that a lot, and oftentimes I'll pray that, but just that we really don't know the ramifications of a radio program or a eulogy that you give at a service with so many people that can hear and be changed and transformed in ways you just wouldn't begin to.
Well, that's the other part that's interesting, that my mother who's listening, she's heard this part, but I want to share for you, Kevin, was that when I first really had kind of a faith explosion, if you will, awakening, I had lots of friends and colleagues wondering and asking, are you going to go to the seminary? Are you going to go be a pastor at a church? And I wondered that myself.
Sure.
And so I prayed about it. And the message that I got then, which is kind of still the same today, was, no, you have your flock. For me, I'm the head of a real estate company. And so it was, the message that I received was, I'm going to use you slightly differently.
Exactly.
And here I am, you know, however many years later, now after my third funeral, and praying for countless members of our real estate family. It's just really interesting that you can pastor where you are.
Yes.
You can minister where you are.
Yes. Amen. Amen. You know, pastoring is like shepherding. It's almost like parenting, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, in fact, the Bible, Paul talks about it as Paul writes and says, I was with you like a father and like a mother, you know. Mm. And so the parenting roles are almost like pastoring, and you know, so the church is definitely like a family. And you know, I thought I would just read a little of this 1 Corinthians 13.
Please do.
And someone years ago mentioned that, you know, if we just plug in Jesus where the word love is, it's a powerful reminder of the kind of character that Jesus himself demonstrated. So I'll do that. Jesus is patient. Jesus is kind. Jesus does not envy. Jesus does not boast. And Jesus certainly is not proud. Jesus does not dishonor others. He does not. He's not self-seeking. He's not easily angered. He keeps no record of wrongs. Jesus does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Jesus always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres, and Jesus never fails.
Jesus never fails.
Yeah. And, you know, it's I'm not a linguist or even a good English person necessarily, but I know that theologically probably the most profound thing we can say is that God is love, but probably the most heretical thing we could say is love is God. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't say love, because love in all of its ramifications, as we use the word and misuse the word, certainly isn't God. But we would do no less or nothing. We can do no better than to say that God himself, the God that we know from the Hebrew and Christian scriptures, is a God of love.
Amen. Yeah. And a couple of weeks ago, we had Father Nick Redman on the show, and I keep coming back to this lesson that I learned from him. Is he really kept talking about the patient love of the Father.
Yes.
And I confess I am such an impatient person, and I try to be a patient father and a patient leader of a company, a patient husband.
Right.
And everything else. And I fail drastically. And when I take a moment to think about how love is played out through patience, I mean, you really have to kind of roll up your sleeves sometimes and really kind of get your arms around how the good Lord has, I mean, he's been very patient with me, let's put it that way.
Yeah, with all of us. And yes, that is the thing that stands out in that passage that Paul gives us there in 1 Corinthians, is the very first thing that he says about love is that it is patient.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost as if, you know, first and foremost, this is what love is,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly the connection with God is again, huge. Mm-hmm. I mean, he has mm-hmm. been so patient with us. He continues to be so patient with us.
And then when I was describing the Lynn Martin and describing the unconditional love, mm-hmm. Jesus is there. Mm-hmm. I mean, so he gives and has given,
yeah,
with no expectations in return. There's a, yeah, giving, there's a giving. But then there's also another facet of this love is the sacrificial love. And can you mm-hmm. think of any better example of the sacrificial love than Jesus mm-hmm. laying down his life?
Exactly. Yeah. No, it's a you know, Trinitarian mystery of how God, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit were all at work in that,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it truly is a miraculous and amazing sacrifice. And, you know, we've had a situation happen where, you know, a couple of families in our church have lost loved ones, lost children recently in tragic circumstances. And we're actually having a prayer meeting Friday night around these two families to support them. But you know, when you think of the loss of a child and how deep and how great that is, you know, I was reflecting on that this week and just thinking, you know, no wonder God demonstrated his love to us in the loss of his one and only Son.
Romans 5:8.
You know?
Amen.
I mean, so God demonstrates the greatness of his love to us in the loss of his one and only Son.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that, you know, is obviously no accident. But, you know, what better message could we have from God to show that he loves us
mm-hmm.
by this sacrificial death of his one and only son. And of course, he died because of sin, mm-hmm. you know, and we have to talk about sin. And you know, that's something nobody wants to talk about. We even as believers, we don't like to admit it. You know, we don't like to say, I'm a sinner. But, you know, Paul says that without the cross, without Christ, without his death on the cross, you know, for our sin, you know, we have no hope and we have no basis for faith without the death and resurrection of Christ.
Could I push you just a little bit further on that for any of our listeners who struggle with the cross? And it's really not fair for me to ask you. We have just a few minutes left on the show. But when it comes to, you know, linking up the Old Testament with the New Testament, and you have the crucifixion, you have the cross right in the middle. And when you read the Old Testament, there is so much about the sacrificial system in the temple and how all of that was really it was really foreshadowing the cross, the ultimate sacrifice to come, and that the sacrifice in the temple in the Old Testament, it would, if correct me if I'm wrong, it would just, in those cases, it would just cover the sin. It wouldn't necessarily remove it as the blood of Christ has done.
Yes, yes. I mean, a great place, obviously, to read in the New Testament is the book of Hebrews, most likely, nobody knows other than God who wrote the book of Hebrews. I like the theory that Luke wrote it. Luke mentions in Acts that a number of priests became believers. In the book of Acts, he mentions that. So it also stands to reason that Luke would then write this longer book of Hebrews for these priests and for these leaders in the early church to kind of understand how Jesus is this fulfillment of the old covenant, you know. And so when I went and pastored the first church that I pastored down around Farmville, I actually preached through the book of Hebrews, which I'm sure my congregation wore out with. We actually had to take an intermission. We had to take a break and do other things for 6 months. But I got back to it, and we finished, and we went all the way through. And because I just I wanted our folks to see and our listeners to hear and understand that if you read the book of Hebrews, and I love Paul's writings, and I don't think Paul wrote Hebrews, but Hebrews is a beautiful place to go in the New Testament to really help you understand the significance of what came before Christ.
Amen.
And you know, I love our Jewish heritage. Yes. I absolutely do. And I think too many of us in the Christian church have forgotten that we share that Jewish heritage.
Mm-hmm. Would you be willing to come back on the show later this year and help me with, I really feel that I really want to do Finding Jesus in the Old Testament, because as I've studied that and seeing and finding Jesus, everything that's pointing to Jesus in the Old Testament, it just makes the New Testament, makes the whole thing make sense.
Yes. Yes.
And so I'm gonna bring you back to help me kind of walk through that. Maybe we'll take a couple books. But when you see it in, well, I mean, obviously in Genesis there's reference, in Leviticus, and Numbers, Exodus, all through those books, you could just we could have a fun time right there.
There is a lot. And of course the book of Hebrews references so many of those places in the Old Testament.
Kevin, I am so sorry because I did all the talking today, but I really appreciate you chiming in, and I love the substitution of love in 1 Corinthians 13 and inserting Jesus. I love to read it that way, and so thank you for that gift.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you for letting me be here.
You've been a blessing, as you always are, and I'm sure our listeners have been blessed. Kevin Wirtz, our guest today on the program. This is Everyday Faith Radio, and we're coming to a close, and Kevin, I want to pray for you and your family and all of our listeners. I want to say, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you and give you peace. This is Everyday Faith Radio. Thank you all so much for joining us. Kevin, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it.
See you guys next week. Again, check out everydayfaithradio.com.